the duty.
Kansas City's highest rated afternoon show is about to replay. Welcome to the Dana and Parks Podcast.
Are you okay over there?
Yeah, that's good.
Airport, it is 90 downtown. 90 at your severe weather station. All right. This is one heck of a weight loss incentive. Have you seen this? Dontari Poe, who now plays for the Atlanta Falcons. If he came in at under 340 pounds or less, he made $125,000.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah. It was part of his contract. Seahawks, Eddie Lacy has had a second weigh-in, and if he weighed 250 pounds or less, he made $55,000.
Wait a minute. I know they already make a bajillion dollars, and that's a drop in the bucket to them.
Yeah.
But if your job...
That's a lot of money still.
If your job includes physical fitness as a job requirement,
right,
and I would argue a professional athlete does, why are they bonusing them to do something that is in their job description?
Because they're fat.
And they've managed to get this great, awesome deal in their contract.
That's like them saying to Scott, we will give you a $50,000 bonus.
If you just stay sober.
If you talk into a microphone a couple. That's what they're already being paid to be athletic.
Right.
Why are we bonusing them to be athletic?
I don't know.
Whole thing is a scam. It's a scam on America.
Well, then don't go to the games and don't watch.
I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I usually, it's on in the background. I don't pay attention. I don't know what's going on.
Story of your life.
Right?
I could use that for just about anything in your world.
I don't know what's going on. True.
I tell you what, if this station told me, we will do alcohol testing on you every month, and if you come out clean all the way throughout the year, we'll give you $50,000.
You do it?
You'd be sober so fast.
Oh, well yeah.
Continuing.
Would I do it?
You couldn't do it.
For how much?
$50,000.
For a full year, yeah. No wine?
Yeah, you could do it for $50,000.
For 50 grand?
How bad do I need 50 grand? That'd be good.
You need it badly.
Okay.
I would do it in a heartbeat.
I'd
well, you're also pregnant.
Well, beyond that, even when I wasn't
that's
pregnant.
That's so not fair.
Yeah, it's so not fair that you're going to have to squeeze out a big old watermelon out of your...
Okay, listen, really quick, speaking of wine, now is the perfect time to tell you this.
Before you do,
no,
I have a quick question regarding pregnant Kara.
Yes.
Are you still going on natural?
That's my goal.
Still.
Oh, Kara.
The only thing is, he's...
Oh, here we go.
No.
Here we go.
The epidural butt.
Yeah.
The doctor said he is breech at the moment.
What does that mean?
He's upside down.
His head is at the top, not at the bottom.
Put your hand in there and turn him around.
Yeah, apparently that's not as easy to do. But she said if he doesn't turn around and he's up there in weight.
Oh, he's a big one.
He's a big baby.
We may have to do a C-section. I may not get a choice.
Oh, we're cheating here. We're going the easy route.
I don't know that I would call that the easy
C-section
route either. So...
Well,
we will see. We're still waiting.
Let me give
no
you,
decisions
let me
have been
give
made.
You a pregnancy horror story.
You know, why does everybody like telling those?
I know, right?
It's really weird.
Well, it's not that we're doing it on purpose. We're just sharing.
Everybody has one, though.
So you heard it. Did I ever tell you how Maya came to this world?
No.
Oh, my.
Was she upside down?
So we're in the hospital. Shauna's in labor. And it's in the middle of the night. Yeah, I've told you this story before. I remember telling you this story. I'm sleeping on a cot in the room.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I wake up and a nurse literally has her arm inside of my then wife. To which I wake up and she's, the nurse is on the bed on all fours with inside my wife.
Mm-hmm.
And I wake up and look over and go, what the is going on? To which another nurse comes in and starts wheeling Shonda out the door, running down the hall while there's another nurse sitting on the bed on all fours like this.
Yeah.
I'm running down the hall like an idiot after this bed, and I'm screaming, what is going on? Maya was breached.
Yeah, turn that little sucker around in there.
They couldn't get her to turn around.
Yep.
So they right into the surgery room. Cut Shonda open and pull that baby right out.
Well, there you go. For that, you get an epidural.
Yep.
Yeah, there's Paul was like, Sue, are you still going to try that with no drugs?
No.
I'm like, no, I'm not trying that with no drugs.
Oh, you don't want them to saw open your midsection?
Weird.
Just yank a basically
and pull organs out? Yeah, no.
Not interested. Put you back together.
Move your abs over here and your intestines over here and then yank out a baby.
How big is he?
He's in 91st percentile right now.
So how much does the big one weigh?
At the last doctor's appointment, he was already over 5 pounds.
Oh.
What does that mean? I don't know what that means.
Like a little sack of flour. That's a good baby weight. She's got some weeks to go.
6 more weeks to go, and that was 2 weeks ago.
Oh. And the last month, they put on a pound a week. I remember all this stuff.
So we're looking at basically a 15-pound baby.
No, we are not looking at a 15-pound baby.
I bet you go 9. You're going to be 8.5 to 9.
That wouldn't be surprising at all.
Jack was 9 pounds.
I was a 10, and Paul was a 9. And neither of us are tiny people, so.
Yeah, no. Look at you overachievers. That's so great.
Yeah.
All right, really quick. I want people to come drink with me tomorrow night.
Epidural. Don't be stupid.
Thank you for your opinion.
Okay.
Tomorrow night, 6 to 8 o'clock, we're doing a girls' night out. Carrie, you're welcome to come, but you can't drink wine. Come join me tomorrow night at Aesthetic Care. They're doing a girls' night out. It's wine. It's skincare. I'll be there as soon as I get off the air. They're doing the deal from 6 to 8. They always have music. They have prizes. Everyone that goes gets a $100 gift card to Aesthetic Care. $100 to Aesthetic Care. I get all my Botox there. I get all my stuff done there. I love it.
Can you raise your forehead?
Can you move your face at all right now?
Can you see my forehead? It looks fabulous. This is like 3 weeks after.
You have zero expression on your face right
now. Look at this.
Yep.
Happy, sad. So 6 to 8 is girls' night out.
Remarkably similar.
With Dana. You can come see my forehead. My buddy Matt Toronto, who's the owner, he's going to be there. He'll do some demonstrations. I love that place. No, they do this. I'm telling you, it's wine in the parking lot. There's always live music. These vendors come in. There's jewelry. It's so fun. So I'll see you guys at Aesthetic Care tomorrow night.
Like, show me happy.
Happy.
Show me sad.
Man.
Show me disappointed.
Oh.
Show me amused. Show me surprised.
Ah.
Huh. Strange. They all look exactly the same.
I've never moved. Weird.
They do want you to RSVP. Go to greatskinkc.com/events. See you there tomorrow night.
Okay. Did you hear who's announced an upcoming trip to Kansas City?
Who?
Rod, if you will.
And I know she'll be the death of me. At least we'll both be numb.
Songs
and
about cocaine, by the way.
Always get the best of me. The worst is yet to come. But at least we'll both be beautiful and stay forever young. This I know. This I know. She told me don't worry.
Weekend.
About
by the way, Rod, you have that. He did a Michael Jackson song too. I think it was Dirty Diana. That is really hot. The Weekend coming to Kansas City on September 26th. It was just announced today, called the Legends of the Fall International Tour. Okay.
Legends of the Fall?
No, it's not with the Brad Pitt and the Anthony Hopkins.
That Brad on that horse. Hello.
Simmer down there, Captain. Just breathe. Follow me like you're giving birth.
We can all see the scene. He's wearing that linen white shirt.
Ugh. His hair is long because he hasn't been near a barber in a long time.
Wow. Tristan doesn't go to no barber. I call that movie Legends of the Please Fall on Me. Oh, look, he fell off the horse.
Oh, oh, was he running booze?
That is the worst movie. I don't mean to spoil it, but everyone ends up dead.
Mm-mm, Tristan doesn't. He marries the Indian chick at the end, remember?
He gets killed by a bear!
Oh, yeah, that's right. He does die by the bear at the end.
I'm sorry. You can't spoiler alert a movie that's been out for 20 years.
No, you can't. Absolutely not.
Did the bear rape him like in that one movie with Leonardo DiCaprio?
Although my kids are fascinated with that movie. What they are fascinated
the
with
Leonardo,
that movie.
Which one was that again?
The Revenant.
The Revenant.
The Revenant.
Oh, it is graphic.
Where the bear rapes him or something?
No, the bear just manhandles him. Let's call it that. Literally has his way with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Is that code for rape?
No, it's just so it you can hear the bear grunting and snotting and breathing. Mm-hmm. And if you watched it in a movie theater with surround sound, it is the most realistic, like, you think that's probably what it would be like to be eaten by a bear. I mean, it's horrible.
Was he eaten by the bear or
well,
just...
He gets him here and, like, skin is hanging off of his body. It is a graphic...
Does he die in the attack?
Have you not seen this movie?
No, I haven't seen it.
Oh!
It's intense, man. I don't need to see it again.
It's not even the bear scene. It's him trying to crawl away.
Just the whole thing.
So injured. You're just like, how did this happen?
Yeah, you should definitely watch it. You'd like it.
And it's supposedly loosely based. Very loosely based on a true story.
So does he get raped or not raped?
No,
nobody's answering the question.
He's not raped by a bear.
Well, that's what everybody said.
He's kind of raped by the bear.
Oh, God.
It is a very...
It's like a date rape.
Violent, graphic... mauling scene. He's mauled. That's what it is. And that's what they do with you
but
when they're killing you. They play with you like you're a toy.
But does he live or not live the bear attack?
Lives.
He does make it.
Barely lives.
Really? Barely?
Pun intended.
Okay.
I cannot believe you haven't seen the
movie. I haven't seen the movie. I don't
My
see.
God.
I did see John Wick number 2. That was really good.
What?
John Wick?
What is that?
Oh my God.
Email marketing is an inexpensive way to communicate to your customers. Something different will help you reach your goals and audience. Call Something Different now at 816-753-8000 for a free evaluation. That's 816-753-8000.
Always had trouble with that lyric right there, Ron. I'm in love with you, girl. You're the one I think about most every time. Well, who are you thinking about the other times?
There is no better lyric in the world than together we're one, separated we're two.
I can think of several.
What he's saying is, I love you and I think about you most of the time.
Except when I'm with the chick that I'm cheating on you with.
Sometimes I think about your sister.
Milli Vanilli on a Tuesday throwback to the 80s. 576-7798. Those of you who are aware, and we talked about this briefly yesterday on the program in the 2 o'clock hour, Alex Jones, the conspiracy theorist from Infowars.com, who I would argue is one of the more dangerous men in America. And I know many of you like him, and that's fine. In fact, I'd be willing to take on a supporter of Alex Jones. I would welcome it. And I will not get mad. I will not yell. We don't do that on this show.
Call us both. Together we're one, separated we're two.
That's right. And I think about you most all the time. Except when I'm thinking about somebody else. Anyway, Alex Jones, as many of you know, is part of an interview that is scheduled to air this Sunday on NBC with Megyn Kelly. You know, she's got this new show that's going up against 60 Minutes. It's called Sunday Night with Megyn Kelly. And the ratings have not been good right out of the gate. I think NBC's a little perplexed.
For most shows, though, I don't know that that's unusual for something so brand new.
She had Putin right out of the gate. That's a pretty good get. But whatever. So this week, she's doing, she's interviewing Alex Jones from Infowars.com. And advertisers are pulling out. A lot of people, myself included, and I have no problem with network news programs exposing hate, idiocy, conspiracy theories, conspiracy theorists. Because you need to see it so that you can go, man, they really are crazy. They're nuts. However, one of the things that he gets into that she asks him about, of course, is his opinion that Sandy Hook, the massacre at Sandy Hook, was fake, that it was a government conspiracy. And it bothers me a little bit, dare I say a lot, that part of the interview or that interview in its entirety is being broadcast on Father's Day when 20 fathers will undoubtedly go to the graves of their children in Newtown, Connecticut. And I think it's in poor taste by NBC to air that interview on Father's Day. I digress. But here comes this story. If you haven't heard, Alex Jones is now calling on the interview to be pulled. He does not want it on the air, which is to tell me that Alex Jones realizes he said some really bad stuff. Listen to this story. This is from the Huffington Post. So I know a lot of you are rolling your eyes going, fake news. The people behind the far-right conspiracy theory website InfoWars say now they are convinced, Rod, you'll love this, NBC host Megyn Kelly conspired with the government to take down InfoWars creator Alex Jones during her controversial interview with him. Quoting here from InfoWars Washington Bureau head Jerome Corsi, and he said this on Alex Jones' show on Monday, she's gotten a bigger megaphone. She's gotten a bigger sponsorship from the deep state. By the way, that's code in the alt-right movement. And she's about to do her hatchet job, which I think is going to ultimately fail, and we will continue to beat by reaching the people directly through the internet. The deep state, which Corsi mentions around the 12-minute mark in the video, refers to one of Jones's favorite conspiracy theories, that a body of people are secretly influencing and manipulating government policy. The accusations add a new dimension to the outrage over Kelly giving airtime to Alex Jones, who has claimed that 9/11 was an inside job, that the parents of the 20 students killed at Sandy Hook were actors who helped fake the slaughter of their own children. The full interview is scheduled to air on June 18th, Father's Day. Opponents of Alex Jones have criticized Kelly for normalizing Jones and his outlandish claims. Jones, however, insists through much of his Monday show that Kelly had done a hit piece on him. He is demanding that NBC pull the interview immediately and, in essence, not air it. Now, I'm going to look for it here because I know Jamie and Wicked had some clips from it earlier today. I'm going to have to try to find them. I don't know where they saved them. Presumably in carts, Kara, not to go inside baseball here with you.
No idea.
Okay. I'll look for the cuts here, but I know that they played some clips from the Alex Jones interview with Megyn Kelly.
That's what he sounds like.
And Mr. Jones, do you believe that the Sandy Hook massacre did not really happen?
I refuse to watch. And I love Megyn Kelly. I refuse to watch someone spew that nonsense on Father's Day. It is beyond the pale.
5767798.
Alex, the conspiracy? Give me a break.
Alex Jones now said he is the subject of a hit piece.
How about you suck as a human being and she was going to expose it on a day that should have been considered for those families?
5767798. You know what I would love? And not, Rod, I don't want to invite conspiracy theorists because I know that just makes you mad. So I'm not saying that. All I'm asking is for somebody who actually believes and supports Alex Jones to back him up. To tell me why it is that I should believe the words that come out of his mouth. Because on the text line, you guys are bold. Very, very bold. And that's fine. That you have every right. Take it to the air. And you will be treated with nothing but respect and courtesy. Which is to say, we will turn off Dana's microphone. We'll do Terrible Joke Tuesday coming your way at 4:45 this afternoon.
Look at me. Look at me. It's your lucky day. Need business cards? Something different. We'll print you 1,000 full-color cards for only $35. That's right, only $35. Better hurry before this great deal is gone. Want more info? Call us now, 913-764-9500.
Visit Something Different at 1622 Westport Road. Or visit us online at somethingdifferent.com.
Yeah.
Oh, remember this one? I said, wait. White Lion on a Tuesday throwback to the 80s. 576-7798. Somebody says there's so much conspiracy stuff out there on Sandy Hook, it's actually hard to know what's real. Here's what I would do.
How does anyone even say that?
Let me just answer the texter. Yes, you're right. There is a lot of conspiracy stuff out there on Sandy Hook. However, with every great conspiracy theory, I would always remind you, there have to be so many actors involved. And there's only one conspiracy theory that I actually have put a little bit of credence into, put some stock on, and that's the JFK assassination. And I think that that circle was relatively small. I mean, there's been arguments that, you know, it involved the CIA and the FBI and the Cubans and all these other people. I do think it was bigger than Lee Harvey Oswald, but I don't think it was as big as the CIA or the FBI. And here's why. And I make this argument regarding, Rod, dare I say, World Trade Center 7, the moon landing.
You're forgetting one.
Sandy Hook. Which one am I leaving out?
I believe something wonky happened with TWA Flight 800.
Okay, all right.
There are too many people who say they saw a missile going toward that plane before it exploded.
Here's the thing. For every great conspiracy theory, you have to assume that everyone that you get involved is going to keep their mouth, that they believe so firmly in the cause or the threat that you have imposed against them and their family, that there's no way they leave behind a letter. There's no way that they leave behind a book. There's no way that they grow a conscience and say, screw it, we're going into witness protection and we are exposing these idiots. Okay?
Yeah.
For example, let's just use Sandy Hook as the example, because Alex Jones, who will be interviewed in what I imagine will be a very watched interview on Sunday night, has laid claim that he thinks Sandy Hook never really happened, that it was actors that did this. You've got
and that to, there are just 26 people missing from this planet who were there on one day and gone the next. That's what I don't understand.
Who have disappeared into the nether of government conspiracies.
Okay.
That they're living in Montana or Idaho now and going to school there. But their parents would have to be in on it.
Yes.
Their grandparents.
Living life without their child.
Or pretending to live life without their child.
Right.
And no one at any point, from the conspirators to those who engaged and participated in the conspiracy, ever grew a conscience and said, you know what? I'm done. I can't do this anymore. I can't. This is ridiculous.
It's. Here's what I would ask people too. There was a ridiculous conspiracy theory put forth with respect to the O.J. Simpson murders, which, by the way, I believe the anniversary of those deaths is today.
It is.
And 99.99999% of Americans think that that is absolute crap, that somehow every single police officer at that scene
conspired to frame O.J. Simpson.
Without knowing one glove was here and one glove was there, planted right. I mean, it's so silly to think that that could have happened. And the majority of Americans think that it's rubbish that there was this theory put forth by the defense that the entire Los Angeles Police Department conspired to put an innocent man in prison. How can you think that and understand that, but then turn around and say, but with Sandy Hook, man, I don't know.
And yes, Texter, you're right. Somebody says, I thought Alex Jones's lawyer said in his custody battle regarding his divorce that Alex Jones is really just an act.
He doesn't believe
a word he says. What he is doing, for those of you who believe Alex Jones, and there are millions of you across the country that tune in to his internet broadcasts, he is playing on your deepest, darkest suspicions and fears of the federal government. And we all have them. I get it. Okay? Here is Alex Jones, and this is the interview he wants pulled from NBC. Thank you, by the way, to Mike Wickett, who called in and told us where we could find it. This is Alex Jones talking about Sandy Hook on the broadcast scheduled to air Sunday night.
Sandy Hook is a synthetic, completely fake, with actors, in my view, manufactured.
I stand corrected. This sounds like Alex Jones on his radio program.
Couldn't believe it at first. I knew they had actors there, clearly, but I thought they killed some real kids. And it just shows how bold they are that they clearly used actors. I mean, they even ended up using photos of kids killed in mass shootings here in a fake mass shooting in Turkey. So, yeah, or Pakistan. The sky is now the limit.
Okay, that is Alex. I beg your pardon. That was not Alex Jones from Sunday Night. This coming, that's Alex Jones from his radio program. Here is what's listed just in the system as Alex Jones with Megyn Kelly Tease.
They call you the most paranoid man in America. Is that true?
Absolutely not. A paranoid person will be hiding out in their house, not venturing out in public. I go out there on the street and battle Black Lives Matter, the communists, point blank range.
We talked controversies and conspiracies.
9/11.
Now, 9/11 was an inside job. But when I say inside job, it means criminal elements in our government working with Saudi Arabia and others wanted to frame Iraq for it. Just a fact.
Sandy Hook.
Well, Sandy Hook's complex because I've had debates where we've devil's advocate said the whole story's true. And then I've had debates where I've said that none of it's true.
When you say parents faked their children's death, people get very angry.
Yeah, well, that's all I know. But they don't get angry about the 500,000 dead Iraqis from the sanctions, or they don't get angry about all the
that's
illegal
stories. That's a dodge.
No, it's not a dodge. The media never covers all the evil wars it's promoted, all the
that
big things.
That doesn't excuse what you did and said about Newtown.
Here's the difference. I looked at all the angles of Newtown, and I made my statements long before the media even picked up on it. We didn't get any of the really important stuff.
What do you mean? We talked about all the important stuff.
Well, here's the big one they always make fun of me. You probably want to throw this in there. 30 years ago, they began creating animal-human hybrids. Isn't that the big story Megyn Kelly should be doing?
He can't answer the question about Sandy Hook.
He can't.
And then starts throwing in this conspiracy about animal-human hybrid.
No, that's a Kellyanne Conway.
What is
it? You ask one question, yeah, and then you completely...
I thought you were saying Kellyanne Conway's an animal-human hybrid.
Well, I believe that as well.
You completely
take a hard left turn and bring up something else. She did, I'll give her credit for nailing him on your dodging. She did not go far enough.
Well, we don't know the rest of that. That's just the tease that they've released.
I want her to nail him down.
Maybe she does.
As the phony that he is.
Maybe she does at some point.
Look at me and tell me you don't believe there are 20 dead children in Newtown. And I would assume she's very good at her job. That is what she said.
Alex Jones is a fraud. Fraud. Kyle in Kansas City. Hello, Kyle.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi.
Go ahead, my friend.
I've got this.
Kyle, you're cutting out.
All right.
Buddy, get to higher ground and call us back. Let's go to Chris, and we'll see if he can get a better signal.
Hello, Chris.
Hi, Chris. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. I love your show. I enjoy Alex Jones. I'm not a fan of his. I don't believe everything he says. I'm not a lemming. I don't believe everything that my history teacher told me,
sure,
whether it was in high school or college. And I'm pretty highly educated, so I'm able to be a skeptic and to, you know, take what everybody says with a grain of salt. That being said, Sandy Hook, how could any normal human being say that that was fake? And you guys kind of stole my thunder a little bit, you know, saying that his lawyer even has come out during his divorce or his custody battle, mm-hmm, you know, blah, 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 that he's, you know, fabricated some stories, you know, as an entertainer, blah, blah, blah. But I think that anybody who actually, you know, pays attention to the news would look at Alex Jones and say, you know, the guy is not an actor, but he definitely is an entertainer. You have to be entertaining while you're informing people nowadays because people have such short attention spans.
But Chris, if I can interrupt for just a second, the problem with an Alex Jones, for example, is that there are enough people out there who actually believe that what he is saying is just information and not entertainment.
You are absolutely right, and not a lot of people are capable. You know, for whatever reason, some people are just stupid, okay? I mean, let's just be honest. Some people are just stupid. But it doesn't mean that Alex Jones is a complete and total fraud.
Pretty close.
Well, let me tell you something this, Scott. There are people, and I'm pretty highly educated, mm-hmm, and there are people that are more educated than me, spent more than the $300,000 I spent on going to college, who think that 9/11 was physically, meaning, you know, physics, impossible.
Yeah. You're right.
You know,
I know that.
And I'm going to tell you, those people are a million times smarter than anybody in your building or anybody in my building right now.
Yeah. But I, and we got to get to traffic, Chris, but thank you for the call, man. You don't have to be dumb to buy a conspiracy theory. You can be very smart and buy a conspiracy theory. What I think is at the core of buying into a conspiracy theory is such an unbelievable deep distrust of the government for whatever reason. And I don't know where it comes from. I have a distrust of the government, but not so deep that I think they did 9/11 or that we faked a landing on the moon, Maya Parks. Get to that in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
Facebook advertising starts at $5 a day. At Something Different Media Group, our advertising experts can get your products in front of the right audience. Something Different can help you advertise on Facebook, Google, YouTube, local TV, and more. Something Different's approach is simple. We learn about your business, and then we get to work. Call Something Different now at 816-753-8000 for a free evaluation. That's 816-753-8000.
LL Cool J. Back when you could listen to rap in the car with your parents. Not that I'm old, but I'm old. 5767798. Somebody said, did I miss Bad Joke Tuesday? You did, dang it.
Ah! Okay, wait, we'll do it right at the top of the hour. Because I've got a couple of good ones. I knew we were forgetting something.
Totally forgot.
I need an assistant.
There's a black dude out in the newsroom.
All right. He quit.
I wonder why.
I know. I have no idea.
The same people that believe Alex Jones is real believe that the WWE is real. Okay. Kyle in Kansas City. Hello, Kyle.
Hi. Sorry about last time. I'm hoping my communications worked as well.
Well, so far so good, my friend.
All right. My background, a few lifetime ago, I was in the military. I was attached to a SOCOM unit. Every once in a while, we had to go through our special forces qualifications and get cleared for clearances and all that. And we would occasionally get attached for operations that required our particular unit's speciality. So I did a few of those kind of operations. Well, one day, after I got out, I'm with my girlfriend at the time. We're driving down the road. Alex Jones happens to be on whatever station we're listening to at that time. And he starts talking, and he mentions one of the operations I was a part of. And I start thinking, who the hell leaked this? You know, I know what guys were there when this happened, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And so I'm kind of panicking. My girlfriend's looking at me going, wait, you were a part of this? This is real? And then he starts discussing how it was only done for chemtrails and weird animal hybrids or whatever. And I started laughing because I went, oh, thank God, he's crazy. He found a kernel of truth, like a little nugget of truth, and just compacted it with BS. And, I don't know why the government would... He thinks that Megyn Kelly was working with the government to do a hit job. I don't know why the government wouldn't want to do a hit job on this guy. He does some of the best work for the clandestine operations. I mean, he basically says, oh, yeah, this is true. By the way, here's all this false stuff that completely surrounds it.
Yeah, and that's what he does, Kyle, is he takes maybe a small kernel of what, to borrow your phrase, kernel of truth. Somebody says, why would these, if these were real, these hoaxes, what would be the end goal? I don't understand why people think this was manufactured. What would it be? He would argue, Alex Jones and others would argue, that the goal was for gun control in America.
Then it failed miserably.
Then they're dumb because, and I explained this yesterday, I'll be quick because I know we're late for the news already. If the government really wanted gun control in America, they wanted to take away your guns, they would have planned and concocted and conducted Sandy Hook when the Democrats controlled the White House, a full majority, super majority in the Senate and the House. So in other words, from 2009 to 2010. That's when they would have conducted Sandy Hook. They didn't do it then. They did it when the Republicans controlled the House and the Senate, knowing full well, of course, that no gun control is ever going to pass then. That is why this conspiracy theory doesn't wash with me. If the whole point was for gun control, why didn't they plan this? Because they didn't just come up with the idea one day. Why didn't they do this when the Democrats could have actually gotten something done? Hence, it's a joke.
Speaking of joke, we will do Terrible Joke Tuesday when we return.
To the newsroom at Karamark, sir.